Welcome to Rights Radio. I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and my guest today is our resident expert on auto financing, Dora Lee Stallard. Welcome back, Dora Lee.
Well, thank you, Joyce. It's great to be back.
Dora Lee, how has the economy affected auto financing in general?
Well, auto financing is not what it used to be, but at the same time, there are options available, and a lot of it is going to be preparation from the consumer to get ready to go into that financing, because it is a big commitment on the consumer side, so there's a lot of homework the consumer needs to do to prepare for that.
Well, let's come back to that, but my question really relates to the increase in the numbers of people filing for bankruptcy or foreclosure. Has it tightened the availability of auto financing?
Actually, no. All financing for people who have been in foreclosures and for people who are going bankrupt or in bankruptcy is not limited, it's not restricted. There are a certain amount of banks that do it, but it's out there as it always was. And that's what I was mentioning before about the consumer getting prepared for that. There is financing available for these consumers.
So that's a great shock to me. I would have expected you to say that, yes, it's tightened up somewhat like, in fact, exactly like mortgages, but it's the opposite.
That's absolutely correct. Lenders are human beings that have to get up every day and go to work, and they understand the needs of consumers happen to have transportation. Particular lenders that I work with are very easy to work with, very open to listening to particular situations. Everybody's basically rated on an individual basis. So there's a human side to this.
That's amazing, because I haven't seen or observed or heard about that on the mortgage side of the equation.
Well, exactly, because, well, when you think about it, with the home industry, for example, people have an option to rent a house if they can't purchase, if they don't have the purchasing power. With an automobile, you could rent a car, but you really don't have that much of a choice, because by the time you pay car rental fees over a month period, you could be making more than one car payment. It is a lot easier to get a car now.
Let's talk about what the consumer needs to do. What's the homework?
First thing is you need to understand what's available in your state. Every state's going to be different. Because of the repossession laws and the wage garnishment laws, states vary. And you just need to do your homework. If you know that you're going to be going through trials like this, especially bankruptcy, you need to know what dealerships in your area are going to be able to help you. Now, that's where I come in with my website, because thank goodness, I can help people get set up with auto financing no matter what the state they live in. I can guide them in the right direction. So it's just a matter of having money down. That's going to be important to know, how much money you're going to need down. Be prepared for that. You can't really get into an auto loan without putting some money down. Know your budget. You know, that's the biggest thing, and that's something I like to discuss later on with consumers, is understanding how to budget for a car payment.
How much money should they be prepared to put down?
Be prepared to put down anywhere between $500 to $2,500, depending on the lender and depending on the vehicle they're looking at.
And what if they don't have it?
That's one of the things that I deal with on a daily basis. Consumers usually have to end up finding a way to save money to put that money down. Now, if $500 is even almost impossible for someone to come up with, the lenders will work with me. But you have to understand what options you have in vehicles. And again, that's something else to talk about when we talk about budget. You may not get that SUV that your heart desires, or that huge family sedan that your heart desires, but all money down is going to be based upon the car that you're looking at.
Be realistic. That's number one.
Number one, be realistic about your sights. And I've had consumers that have had to wait several months just to be able to come up with a $500 down payment for a vehicle. They managed to squeeze that out. But when you have a family, three children, you need room. So a very small, compact car is not necessarily going to suit your needs. And that's the thing, getting something that's going to suit your family's needs.
Would that argue then for a used car?
On my particular program, we do use pre-owned vehicles. Sometimes they can get new. But we're talking about vehicles that, let's give an example, 2007 vehicles still under factory warranty. less than 30,000 miles. These are nice vehicles. The lenders do not want to see the consumers get into a loan with a vehicle that's going to have a lot of maintenance required of it, because they're more apt to not pay for the car payment. So they're going to restrict the miles and the year of the vehicle that you put a customer in.
That's very interesting. They will push you towards a used vehicle, but one that still has a warranty.
Mechanically sound. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about a high mileage vehicle that's 12 years old, as opposed to a buy here, pay here.
And what else will they want from the individual? Are they expected to be able to prove they have a job?
Proof of income, which is usually a current pay stub. They're self-employed. What I'd recommend is 6 months of a bank statement showing income going into the bank account, and also 2 years of tax returns in case that is required. Also, proof of residency. They want to know that they live at the address they're giving, so utility bill, phone bill, and they also want a complete list of references. Some require 5, some 7, some 10, and these are full names, addresses, and phone numbers of family members and friends that have known these people for a period of time and can verify that they know them.
That's not easy. That's very difficult. A lot of people don't know that many people.
I know. That is difficult sometimes. You know, it's like they have to scrounge around looking for people that they maybe haven't talked to in a while but are willing to verify that they do indeed know them.
What about the privacy of the people who give their information, their name, their address?
Oh, yeah. These people aren't contacted by the dealership. The bank simply keeps this on file in case the customer skips with the vehicle and doesn't make their payments. It's just to basically to be able to contact the consumer if they need to.
So they're not going to force that person who's on the list to help pay for the car?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Now, what if the person doesn't have a job and therefore there is no income coming into the account and they need the car to get the job?
In that situation, if they're collecting any kind of unemployment or any other kind of income at all, they can possibly go to a buy here, pay here, but there's no bank that's going to lend to somebody who's not employed unless they're on Social Security or disability. They can use a buy here, pay here if they have any kind of income coming in at all, like unemployment, okay? Unemployment is not accepted by lenders on our program.
Your website is freshstartindy.com?
.com and .net.
And .net, okay. Do you want to spell that for people? But we'll put a link to it
sure.
as well.
Sure, it's spelled FreshStartIndy. The .com site will give insightful information about your particular financial situation that you may be in and guide you to putting in an application. That has really been a help to people all over the country who don't know where to turn. So we've really been able to help a lot of people nationwide. The .net site is basically giving you some insightful information on your credit, identity theft, and may answer other questions about cleaning up your credit after a bankruptcy. People need to be more protective with their identity. There are certain memberships you can get, like LifeLock, that protects you. It alerts you if they feel someone is using your Social Security number. It's one of the things that, especially when getting a car loan, that dealerships have really, really gotten to be careful about is having proof that that consumer is who they say they are. We haven't had any issues come up, and hopefully we'll stay that way. When a consumer is getting into a purchase like this, just be aware of what your dealership's going to need from you. Make sure that when you go to have your credit check that you have your ID with you. Ask questions. Know what's expected of you. It can be a very easy process if you are prepared.
Can you deal with the person on the phone, or should you go into the offices of the dealership? How should they approach it?
You should never, ever, ever give your credit information over the phone, and nobody should ever take it over the phone. It's better to either go online and do the application, but eventually you're going to need to speak with the person who's handling your credit, and it's okay to talk on the phone as long as you're not talking about credit, okay? It's always good to go in and meet with that person, get to know who's working with you, kind of look at vehicles. See, that's the thing. Take your time. Go in and enjoy the process. You don't have to make it stressful. Look at different vehicles. There's a lot of times people have their sights set too high. So I always encourage customers to come in and look and try vehicles on for size and let them try something that they never thought they would even dream about looking at that fits their budget. It makes more sense. So I do recommend going in.
Should they be going to a new car or a used car dealership?
All the new franchises sell pre-owned. It's just a matter of what they're looking for. You can go to a used car lot if you know the reputation. You know that they're a good dealership and they have a good reputation.
I do want to thank you for your insights today and for bringing us up to date. Is there anything you would like to add?
Do your homework. Whenever you buy a vehicle, you really should put money down anyway. But work with the dealership, have a relationship with the people that you're working with the salesperson, finance, whoever it be. Ask questions, be open about your situation. Lay it out on the table. That's the only way that we can truly help our consumers.
Wonderful. Thank you, Doralee, for sharing your time with us. We know that you're in Indiana, the great state of Indiana, and people who are in Indiana should be looking for you. How can they find you?
They can find me by going to freshstartindy.com. They can contact me through the website, and I'll be glad to get back in touch with them.
Perfect. Again, thank you for joining us.
Joyce, and thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.